proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. Some of you may know that IBJM publishes a quarterly magazine called The Everlasting Nation. This publication was started by IBJM's founder, Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, and carries his passion to present the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. If you do not receive the Everlasting Nation magazine, please contact IBJM to subscribe or receive a sample copy. Recently, the magazine dealt with the topic of A New Day in Jewish Missions. While recent times have been difficult, I believe there is much to rejoice about with new opportunities before us. On this program, I would like to share with you one of the articles which was written by Brother Joe Nicor, who serves with IBJM Asia in the Philippines. We asked him to share his perspective on the challenges and blessings that they have faced as they promote Jewish missions in Asia. And I trust this will be a blessing to you. Brother Nicor wrote, "As this virus turned into a pandemic, we received instruction from Pastor Alex Kalanisim, stay focused on the mission. How we adapt our work in a very uncertain situation will determine the future of the mission. Focus, positivity, and decisiveness are the attitudes needed in the face of uncertainty. There is no place for fear and hopelessness. We have learned other great lessons as well, one of them being patience. Luke 21 verse 19 says, In your patience possess ye your souls. In the first weeks of the pandemic, we were caught by surprise with lockdowns. There were scheduled meetings in Malaysia, Singapore, Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, the United States, and Canada. Fear of getting sick filled every street corner. Churches were obliged to close their doors. We were faced with very difficult decisions. What next? What are we going to do then? How long will this be? Next lesson we learned was to be resilient. Our faith in our doctrine was put to the test. The church must stand. God has given great providence. All the things needed are available for the church to continue. Online streaming was utilized, opening doors of great opportunity for churches to continue staying connected and remain strong. It is so amazing to see how churches never turned their backs from supporting us, but rather took a stand to support Jewish missions in the midst of this crisis. In this, I appreciate the faith and effort of our churches in being faithful in their commitment to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and the salvation of the Jewish people. The Philippines is still blessed by the gospel. We have seen the expansion of the gospel through online ministries and even in the streets. Now, concerning the work in the Philippines, Brother Joe Nicor stated, The pandemic had opened a door of Jewish missions closer to churches, making our missionaries available for churches through online streaming. We have had several workers and directors from IBJM minister to our churches through online conferences. Our radio station in Iligan City, Mindanao, under the ministry of River Spring Baptist Bible Church, led by Pastor Ruben Sulapas, broadcast daily the Everlasting Nation radio program and has given us a bi-weekly program on Jewish missions, which is also streamed on the Internet. Concerning the work in Papua New Guinea, Brother Nicor commented, In April, a youth conference focusing on Jewish missions was canceled. We were disappointed, but God had a plan. The annual To the Jew First conference was held in October in Goroka at Garrick's Bible Baptist Church under Pastor Titus and Brother John Joseph. Dr. Ed Frampton, Alex Kalanisim, and Ricky Orius spoke at this conference. Attended by pastors and church workers, a young man surrendered his life for Jewish missions. Keep on praying for our partnering churches in Papua New Guinea. In all, the pandemic has not stopped the mission, but rather opened more doors for Jewish missions. It never stopped churches, but rather encouraged the churches to do more for the gospel and Jewish missions. Ephesians 6:18 says, Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Churches must be strong and put on the whole armor of God, persevering and praying for the salvation of the Jewish people. I want to thank you for tuning in today. One more thing I'd like to share with you before we leave is IBJM's annual 4-day focus on Jewish missions, which is held in June of each year. This program will equip you to reach your Jewish neighbor with the gospel of the Messiah. To find out more about the 4-day focus, go to IBJM.org. And now, as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, contact us at 423-876-8150, or you may also go online to IBJM.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.